The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, hey, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from my house. Oh, yeah, we'll get back in the studio at some point. But anyway, over here on the Oakland side of the bay, Scott in the Sports Byline USA studios in North Beach in San Francisco on the other side of the bay, or Da Bay, D-A-B-A-Y. And we're here to take your calls on the topic of video games. We've been doing the show almost 20 years now, and questions, comments, or concerns about everything from video games. Do it at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down, dial it up. 1-800-878-7529. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. Get in and get in. As we talk video games. Big shout out to our brave men and women listening on the American Forces Radio Network. Proud and privileged of being on AFN. I'm a fan of the troops out there. Especially during Memorial Day weekend. And it's always a pleasure to bring the programming to everyone listening on Sirius XM, too. Sirius XM 211, the Dan Patrick channel. 211 in progress. I'll see the man. Also, we stream to our website at sportsbyline.com. Go there. Click listen live. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. That's an important email address because that's what you use for two things as well. Outside of writing me a little note, Rick, you're so great. Rick, you stink, whatever. Is the fact that the cheat code that I give away at the end of the game, look at my Freudian slip, at the end of the show, send those requests to rick@sportsbyline.com, and then the free game that I give away at 40 after, call or send the text there, live radio, at rick@sportsbyline.com. Last four shows, I believe, we've had a guest. This one's guest-free, so you can be my guest, blah, blah, blah. Angela Lansbury, Candles and all that, Jerry Orbach, Beauty and the Beast. And we can talk. We're on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, also CRN Digital Plus 2, the Cable Radio Network Channel 2, 35 million homes. I'll tell you what's new with the new releases coming up as well, and also video game trends and news. I'm a gamer just like you, so let's talk some video games. I'm Rick Tittle. We got an hour together, so let's make it count on the Video Game Review.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
I'm Ron Barr. All my life I've been active, playing tennis, pickup basketball, cycling, and swimming. But let me tell you, as I've gotten older, my body now tells me when enough is enough and I've done too much. Did you know 100 million Americans suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living? I want to recommend Relief Factor to you. Relief Factor can help all those body parts that are hurting, sore, such as neck and shoulder, back, hip, or knee, or just general muscle aches and pains. Here's what I recommend. Go to ReliefFactor.com to find out more. And Relief Factor has something special for the Sports Byline USA Network listeners. You can get their three-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. So give them a call at 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, or check it out at ReliefFactor.com.
It's time for some straight talk. You've got real work to do, but everyone's sucking up the free Wi-Fi faster than a Mocha Choco double frap on ice. So be your own hotspot. Now with Straight Talk Wireless, get 10 gigs of hotspot data with the Ultimate Unlimited plan. Just $55 a month on America's largest and most dependable networks. You don't have to find a hotspot. You are the hotspot. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Compatible device required. See straighttalk.com.
you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hi, this is Marsha Hawkins of Elevating with Marsha on Sirius 217, XM 203, and on the app at 967 Sports Byline USA. Podcasting is red hot and a great way to promote your business and take it to the next level. Mike Athis of Blue Wave Financial joins me on Elevating with Marsha this week, where we talk life, business, and of course, sports. Elevating with Marsha on Sports Byline USA, Sirius 217, XM 203, and on the app at 967.
The Video Game Review.
And welcome back to the Video Game Review. Lines are open throughout the show. I'll give a game away at 40 after, all that good stuff. Rick Tittle with you, 1-800-878-PLAY. Last we spoke, we talked about how cloud gaming services, who's doing what and where, and there was a rumor that Netflix might be getting into it, which is not really anything new because they've been talking about that since 2019, over the Netflix CEO Reed Hastings said, "We compete with and lose to Fortnite more than HBO," which basically meant that more people are playing that than watching stuff. So probably not a surprise, but since we last spoke, we got another report from The Information that Netflix, that's the name of the publication, The Information. You control information, Newman. Netflix has apparently spoken to a number of executives in the gaming industry now to find someone to lead this gaming division. So we don't know if Netflix hopes to build an in-house studio that will work on exclusives, which I highly doubt. That would take years. And plus, what are they going to have, their own like Super Meat Boy? Some people will be like, nah, we're good. They're just going to have a platform that's going to host games. But what we don't know is if it's going to be a platform like Steam, which lets you download the games or just go straight cloud gaming hype. And then you're rubbing shoulders with Google Stadia and Amazon Luna. But for the monetization point of view, Netflix, of course, is going to be a subscription service. And some people think they're going to offer bundles similar to Xbox Game Pass. So, you know, it's new. But there was a Netflix spokesperson that clarified to Polygon, quote, "Our members value the variety and quality of our content. It's why we've continually expanded our offering from series to documentaries, film, local language, originals, and reality TV. Members also enjoy engaging more directly with the stories they love through interactive shows like Bandersnatch and UV Wild, or games based on Stranger Things, La Casa de Papel, and To All the Boys. So we're excited to do more with interactive entertainment," end quote. Bandersnatch, of course, the Black Mirror show where you got to pick the outcome. Remember that? The future of TV. You choose which way the story goes. And there wasn't a lot of variety, but it was still a trip. Did you watch that one? I did. And yes, it was trippy. Now, getting back to Steam, got an email. Remember, Rick at sportsbyline.com. An email from Christopher, who was asking me about sharing Steam games with his friends, and he thinks that you can't. Well, if you are a PC gamer, Christopher, Steam, which of course, that's Valve, that's the digital gaming description service, distribution service, huge library of games. But unlike Apple Arcade and Google Play Pass, you purchase the individual games on Steam and you don't make a monthly commitment. And so you got no strings attached approach and a frequent schedule of sales. And Steam makes it easy for gamers to build up huge libraries. But another perk of the service is it does let you share your game library. And it was sort of, I believe it was aimed in the beginning of letting parents distribute and monitor what their kids play. But it also lets you lend games to your friend. So the safeguarding your game library is the first priority. This way, even if you share your account, everything will still be protected and within your control. For that to happen, you need to enable Steam Guard. Steam Guard, if you don't have it, by the way, that's something that gets the wrinkles out of my suits, the Steam Guard. No, Steam Guard is free to turn on, and it provides your account it protects your account from any unauthorized access. You just log into Steam, and in the upper right corner, you click on your username, and there's a drop-down menu. You go to Account Details, and then it says Manage Steam Guard. And there you can choose between having Steam Guard code sent to your phone, to your email, or just turning it off. And then you'll see the option to deauthorize all other computers or devices other than the one you're currently using that might have saved your login information. So what Steam wants you to, or just recommends you do, is they want you to turn on your phone to receive those texts so you can have a two-factor authorization. Okay, so after you do that, you log into your family member or friend's computer with your Steam account to get started. You click on Steam, click Preferences, select Family, that's LitFam, and then click the box that says Authorize Library Sharing on this computer. That gives you the option to authorize any accounts that have also logged into the same computer. So if no one else has, you'll get a message saying no other local accounts found. And after that's complete, you log out, and then your friend will log in. And after your friend logs in, then they'll be able to get into your account details, manage family sharing library. And at any point, you can click revoke sharing status. You're out. Now, the pros, of course, obvi, sharing games with others, try out games with family or friends, and it just gives you a chance to try out a game your friend has without spending a lot of money on it. The cons are, if it is a con, only 5 accounts can access your gaming library from 10 different computers. Libraries can only be shared in their entirety. Yikes. Some games don't qualify for sharing because obviously they require a subscription and you can't play for free off of that. And then the share games can only be accessed by one person at a time. So you can't play together. Or let's say, you've got some Oblivion game you want to play and you can't play it because your friend is using it. And then you got to call them up and say, hey, can I get that back? Is that good? But the account holder does have priority. So what will happen is, which I think is interesting, if you're on the computer that's sharing, you'll get a request saying, the person who owns this game wants to play. You now have the option to buy it. Who knows? Maybe you're like, I've, put 20 hours into this game. And so anyway, Christopher, thanks for the email. I'm going to call you Chris. You need a nickname. You know, I don't go by Richard. If you have a one syllable name like Mark, I get it. But if you go by Kenneth, nah, you're Ken or Kenny. Come on. Right? Right. So Chris, I'm calling you Chris because we go way back 10 minutes. You can share your Steam games and that's just it. But, you can't just tell somebody to log in as you. I mean, technically you could. You really want to do that? I guess if you trust them, it's okay. Famous last words. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back. Video.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill. I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The Video Game Review.
Alright, thank you and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Nice to have you with us. I am Rick Tittle. And the lines are available. If you'd like to participate with a question, comment, or concern, at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-9797. 7529, get in and get hurt. You know, it seems like whenever I want to play Call of Duty, and I'm playing on the PS4, so I'm playing Modern Warfare. Don't have a PS5 yet. By the way, as you know, once we're past the 6-month mark, and I know that there's a shortage on chips, and I don't mean potato chips. I'm talking microprocessors because of the pandemic. And so if that's a real excuse, then that's a real excuse. I guess it is. I'm not saying that they're lying. But it's funny, of all the places I check, one of them is Walmart.com. And I don't think I've ever stepped foot in a Walmart. We don't really have them out here. But all of a sudden, I hit refresh or whatever, and it says add to cart. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, what happened? Did I find? And then it was for $1,049. So Walmart now, and this wasn't even a bundle. So I don't know what's going on, but I don't want a PS5 that bad. And it's mostly a principle of the thing too. Like I'll feel like a sucker every time I turn it on if I know I paid double. And I want to feel amazing when I turn on that thing. Not like a sucker. But if I was filthy rich, I would have had one a long time ago and not cared. Money's no object. But every time I see, you know, it seems like every time I want to play Call of Duty, it says you must download the update to participate in online gameplay. And I'm like, how long is that? Oh, no, not too bad. 5 or 6 hours. Oh, my gosh. I actually went into my external hard drive and found out that it was like 80% full, so I just started deleting stuff. A lot of games, especially, you know, some of the free ones as well. And we've got some news about what's going to be free for PlayStation Plus members in June. We're going to have Star Wars Squadrons. That's kind of the big title there. We'll also have Virtua Fighter 5 Ultimate Showdown for the PS4. And then Operation Tango. Operation Tango is only going to be available for PS5 owners, by the way. More about that in a second. But the update this time had this weird, almost like, I don't know, 16-bit drawing of a guy's face, and I'm like, what's that? And it's John McClane. It's the character from Bruce Willis played in the Die Hard movies. And then as it finally loaded up the next day, there's also John Rambo, or just Rambo, Sylvester Stallone. And it's 80s action heroes. That's what they're calling it. And but it's kind of fun if you're playing Warzone and with Black Ops. So, you know, plenty of new weapons to unlock Season 3. It seems like everything new goes on the PS5, by the way. But the challenges and the rewards for those 80s things, this is what's going down in Warzone, which I personally don't like. I don't think it's nearly as fun as playing multiplayer traditionally. But if you earn first blood by being the first member of your squad to get a kill, in other words, we already had a category called first blood, you get a epic calling card called Comic Savior. Yippee-ki-yay, of course, from the Die Hard movies. If you get 15 kills with explosive weapons, you get a bomb legendary weapon charm. No tags left behind. If you collect 50 dog tags and power grab, you get a Cosmic Traveler epic emblem. Get to the choppa, C-H-O-P-P-A. If you get into the final circle 5 times, you get a power grip rare sticker. And just a few more. If you eliminate 25 enemy targets during an arms deal public event, You get a epic calling card. If you survive a jump to the ground on the top of Nakatomi Tower, you get a rare emblem. Two more. In Warzone, complete any one of the side three missions at Nakatomi Tower, and you get a legendary emblem of a payphone. And then if you collect three Rambo POW dog tags, you'll get the rare calling card, The Mind is the Best Weapon. And if you get three kills with the combat bow kill streak, you get a chaotic rare sticker. But if you hop over to the Black Ops Cold War, of course, this runs on PS4 and PS5. A couple other challenges in zombie mode as well. And it's a lot of charms, a lot of stickers, a lot of things like that, right? Okay. emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. Email here from Henderson, Nevada. Are you listening on the great KSHP Vegas? I know we're coming through there. Anyway, the email here is from Charlie. He says, Rick, how do I get the baseball bat in Season 3? Sounds like a true baseball question. Not baseball Season 3, but Season 3 of what I'm just talking about, Call of Duty, Cold War. And it's hard to believe that Cold War is already on its third season, actually. And, of course, every season's going to come with new characters and maps and rewards and weapons and things. But still, you know, as you unlock weapons as you go through, those are the ones that I would always unlock because I'm not paying for the new season. But in the case of the baseball bat, there's a different way of getting it. The neat part about the bat, it's neato, is that it's one of the waylay weapons that function all the same. Because, you know, you can unlock the knife, the sledgehammer, the samurai swords, whatever, and then the weapon will eliminate enemies in their own unique way. But the baseball bat is great for players who just like bashing people in the face. And it's the second melee weapon that will be available during Season 3. but there is a, if you can't wait to earn it, the in-game bundle, you can purchase, it will immediately unlock it. But the special challenge to get it will be a select number of melee kills in the game. And from experience, the best way to get melee kills is participating in the combined arms mosh pit. That'll send you into match with 16 to 24 players participating, and that's a great way to get tons of melee kills in rapid succession. So I think the baseball bat is going to grow in fan favor. For me, whenever I try to warp up stuff in Modern Warfare, is I would go to shipment 24/7. And that's maddening, and it's funny because like the kill streaks in that, one of my kill streaks is always the supply drop. And to get that thing, to throw down your smoke and then to wait there, watch the thing land and then pick it up, I pull it off, but probably maybe a quarter of the time. Just because it's 20 bulls in a phone booth in a China shop, and it's just, it's incredible. But usually, the only thing is that what they do now, too, they have something called Shoot the Ship, which is shipment and shoot house. And shoot house is not as fun as shipment. It's fun in its own way. But if you, like, put one of your kill streaks on, or sorry, one of your bonuses on, you're not going to get nearly the same amount of points in shoot house. And whenever I go to shoot the ship and I just need to go, I just need a couple of runs really in shipment, it'll put me in the shoot house like three matches in a row. I know. It's a bit much. But yes, thanks for the email. The baseball bat, as I said, you know, melee kills, you got to just check what the streak number is. And some of them, like, I remember I worked my behind off for a light machine gun. I had to get kills near smoke. So I would go to shipment, I would throw down a smoke grenade, and then I would just lay there and shoot. And how long did it take? I don't know, a whole night. It's just, I don't like earning things that are unnatural, like you throwing down smoke for no reason, and then just taking kill or death after death after that you don't even need to get. But anyway, there's your baseball bat for you. When we come back from a break, I will give away a brand new game. Lions are available as well. So we're talking video games. I'm Rick Diddle, and this is the Video Game Review.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Time for your small business report, presented by Dell Small Business. It is important to put customers first, especially as a small business. Fast email and social media response is critical for building brand trust. Try to keep response time to 24 hours or less for all communications with customers and wholesalers. This gives your business the chance to turn unhappy customers into loyal ones. If you can be there quickly, you can immediately relieve the issue. And high-quality support can often lead to more brand awareness and brand loyalty and trust. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere, plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. For Small Business Month savings.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
The Video Game Review.
That and welcome back to the Video Game Review. It is 40 after, so that means it's time to give away the new game. This game was supposed to come out on Halloween, but it got pushed back. Jeez, I wonder why. Oh yeah, pandemic. It's called Song of Horror, PC, Xbox One, and PlayStation 4. developed by Protocol Games, who also published it along with Razer Games. And the little blurb, Song of Horror is an old-school inspired third-person survival horror, 16 characters, permanent death, and paranormal terrors await. Permanent death, in other words, death. No, but no respawning is what they're saying. My question, and just answer it, second correct answer will win the game for the Xbox One, actually. Second correct answer to Rick at sportsbyline.com, sportsbyline.com, is this a game that sounds kind of scary, or is this a game about hot air balloons? Once again, Song of Horror, an adventure horror game from Protocol Games for the PC, Xbox One, and PlayStation 4. I have it here for the One. Just let me know, is this a game about hot air balloons, or is it a scary game? Rick, hot air balloons are scary. All right, well, you got me there. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. 1-800-878-7529. We'll get to new releases here in a few minutes. If you'd like to call up, let me know. Ubisoft revealed their first glimpses of Far Cry 6 this week. Got some players got a look at Giancarlo Esposito's baddie Anton Castillo, which we know as El Presidente, and the Caribbean island of Yara, iron-fisted dictatorial rule. No release date just yet, though. But we did get to see some live. You can go to Ubisoft's YouTube channel if you didn't get to see it. They lost me at Far Cry 2, actually. When you were automatically addicted to a drug and the screen got all blurry if you didn't get the drug. And then you had to go in and use up all your hit points and ammo and barely survive and get the drug. And then 20 minutes later, you needed the drug again. Yeah, who thought of that? That's stupid. The Pokemon Company and Game Freak have revealed that Switch players will be able to get Pokemon Legends Arceus, which is going to be an action RPG, and technically a prequel to Pokemon Diamond and Pearl, which is on the DS, that they'll be able to do that January 28th. It's more than half a year away. But just letting you know, we do have a date on Pokemon Legends Arceus. We talked about E3, that half virtual, half not, but Microsoft is going to stage its first ever Xbox / Bethesda Games showcase. And if you think about the Xbox stage presentation, and then you think about the Bethesda stage presentation, all the new updates on the Fallout games, the Elder Scrolls, Starfield, even with Doom, they're going to do it together, which is interesting. It's all going to go down on June 13th at 1 p.m. Eastern, and that's when you'll be able to check out that show. Blizzard also announced this week that it's canceling BlizzCon for the second year in a row due to what they call logistical challenges posed by the pandemic and worldwide. But remember, not only Warcraft, but they got the Overwatch fan base as well. But they said that they plan to stage a, quote, global event for the early part of next year, combining an online show along the lines of the most brisant, what they called it, BlizzConline. Instead of BlizzCon, BlizzConline, with smaller in-person gatherings. And they said that they'll give more details as things come. More from the update desk. And I mean, like the little news, like boop, 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 boop. But more from the update desk. Fortnite is also teasing some sort of crossover with Mistborn. And Mistborn is author Brandon Sanderson's fantasy novels. And we know that because Fortnite's official Twitter account sent out a clue this week, and then Sanderson retweeted the post. And what it is a quote that says, "You're the one they call the survivor. Those scars on your arms give you away. You're a troublemaker." And then it says, "Fortnite." So, Epic Games, I guess, will let everybody know what that means at some point. But getting back to E3, Sony is going to be doing that virtually. And the tradition of discounted games as their, you know, those little days of play promotion that they have, that's going to run through June 9th. And you can get some really good deals on some PS4 games right now, like Death Stranding and Ghost of Tsushima, Last of Us Part 2, Demon's Souls on the PS5, which I own, but I don't own the system. I know it's weird. I have the cart, but no horse. Spider-Man, Miles Morales will also be discounted as well. And Death Stranding is one of those games I can't go back and play it again. It just was some of the hardest work. And then to pile all that stuff on my back and walk and walk and walk. I mean, it was an amazing game. But I don't know anyone who could go back and play that game again. Rick, I finished it 3 times. All right, well, good for you. Speaking of Microsoft with their June Xbox games, with the gold lineup, if you're a subscriber or have the Game Pass Ultimate service, that'll have Injustice Gods Among Us. That'll be available on June 16th. And then you'll have some lower profile titles like Neo Geo Battle Coliseum. I mean, that's a PS2 game, literally a PS2 game. You have The King's Bird, and you have Shadows Awakening also on the 16th. And one more thing in case you missed it. Sonic is... they're speeding back, if you like, as they've just announced a new main installment in the ring chasing series, teasing the next big Sonic the Hedgehog platformer. They had a short but sweet clip. You can check it out on IGN if you want to. But it just shows the quick feet of Sonic scampering through a very high-def forest scenery that looks extremely next gen. And they say it's going to be a 2022 release, and just one of several Sonic game reveals. We already know they're going to remaster Sonic Colors. That was from 2010 because they showed that off on the Sonic Central live stream. So that's no surprise there. So there's kind of like little updates here as we go. And listen, as this is the thing, you might say, why are these events being canceled? I thought people were getting vaxxed. I'm like, well, yeah, the U.S., for the most part, is getting vaxxed, except for the people who are not going to do it. But more than 50%, I would say, if I'm guessing right. But there are still horrible outbreaks in India and Asia. I mean, there are still doctors in Japan who think the Olympics should be canceled. They won't be. But that's the thing, you know. We can't be insular on this and say, well, if the United States is cool, it's all we need. No. It's a small planet. Everybody needs to get fixed. So this is why a lot of this stuff is still backburnered, to say the least. All right, let's take a look at the new releases as we get into June now. Necromunda Hired Gun. That's a FPS game for the PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox, Xbox One. Ghosts and Goblins. Yeah, remember that? I had it. Had it on the Genesis and the Super Nintendo. PC, PS4, Xbox One. Going Medieval, that's a PC sim. Operation Tango, I mentioned that. PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox, Xbox One. Free if you have a PS5 and are a PSN member. Sludge Life, this is a Switch action game. Astalon Tears of the Earth, PC, PS4, Switch, Xbox One platformer. pro cycling manager. You know, I've seen games where you can manage a baseball team, manage a football team, manage a soccer team. You want to run a bicycling team? Hey, you know what? To each his own. The more video games, the better. This is somebody's dream game. I wish somebody would make a game like this. Well, they have. That'll be available on the PC on Tuesday. Monster Harvest, PS4, Xbox One. That's an RPG sim. Tour de France. That's where I put my nose in the air and the pinky out of my teacup. Tour de France 2021 will be out the same day as Pro Cycling Manager. Buy them both. PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox Series S, Xbox One. Wing of Darkness, Action Flight Shooter, PC, PS4, Switch. The Persistence. This is a shooter for the PS5 and Xbox Series X. Sniper Ghost Warrior Contacts 2. PC, PS4, Xbox One. DC Supergirls Teen. That's right, colon, Teen. Switch action game. Mighty Goose. Not the Mighty Boosh. The Mighty Goose. PC, PS4, PS5, Switch, Xbox, action game. Needy Girl Overdose, an adventure sim for the Mac and PC. Straight from Japan. I don't know if these things get lost in translation. Needy Girl Overdose. That's one that I have no idea what's going on with that title. Just to read the blurb, in Needy Girl Overdose, foster a girl with a need for approval and an internet obsession. Turn this messed up overdosey heroine into a star streamer. This is developed by Zimano and Why So Serious and published by Why So Serious. Well, this is a dream game for somebody, and that somebody is not me. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back on Sports Bio.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was.
Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. We got sports talk coming up in a matter of just minutes. But we'll end the show in a customary fashion by me giving you a cheat code for an older game. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I have this one from Snip, S-N-I-P. What's up, Snip? Snap. Snip wants to know, I wouldn't want to be called Snip, but Snip wants to know the Battletoads Hidden Warp Gate. This is, I mean, you talk about older games. I always say it and people keep asking. I love it, but that's an NES game. We're going back to the 80s here. That's a horrible, horrible stage. The speeder bike stage where it is. It's one of the toughest things you'll ever have to do in a video game. And you get by the rapid fire panels near the end and you have to dodge very quickly. 9 of them. And then if you can make it to the 10th one, which is glowing, let it hit you. Yeah. And then you'll be able to see a glowing warp zone that will bump you ahead a few levels, which will come in big handy. Come in handy? Come in big handy? That sounds wrong. Will really come in handy. But, yeah, that's one of those things back when people are designing games and they're like, oh, this looks pretty hard. Like, it was never QC'd. It was never bug tested. And it's like, this is hard. And the guy who did it himself maybe could do it. That's a horrible level. I'm getting flashbacks right now. But anyway, I hope it works for you, Snip. And thanks for listening. Thanks, everybody else, for listening. And we now send you back to your Sports Talk networks for Sports Talk. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.